Rooms 11 and 12. We go towards the two rooms located on the left, rooms 11 and 12. In these rooms, the development of the city since its foundation is explained, along with the economic sector that allowed such development. The little village, once inhabited by laborers, farm workers, and fishermen, after obtaining independence from Lorca, became an important commercial center. Products were exported nationally and internationally. Since the 17th century, the tuna fishery industry, based in Cope and Calabardina, together with the wheat and barilla industries, were the major source of income for the region. Nevertheless, mining in the mid-19th century, and later the esparto business, became the main engines of economic development in Aguilas. This development gradually transformed the appearance of the village. From the urban point of view, there are important buildings in Aguilas. They highlight the city's urban growth. The three great works that placed Aguilas at the top regional level are the port, the railway, and the pier of minerals called the Hornillo. The city's growth is reflected in the following dates. In 1833, the year before independence from Lorca, the city had 1,348 inhabitants, and in 1910, the population reached 15,403 citizens.